I'm Philip Semper, PAFD Sergeant Kier. Today's date is 10/23/2025. Notification is for Mr. Blake Rhodes. Rhodes spells R-H-O-D-E-S. Blake spells B-L-A-K-E. Date of birth is 07/17/1994. This is a 31-year-old gentleman here with rib pain, period. Patient stated that around the 13th of October he fell, hitting the right side of his rib. And said at the time he fell, pain was not too bad, and he visited a medical facility on the 17th of October, where he got an x-ray, and which revealed non-displaced 10th and 11th fracture of his rib, period. He said he was unable to come earlier for care because he was in a facility for alcohol rehabilitation. He described pain as sharp, rated pain 9/10, non-radiating, worse with touch and deep breaths, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history, cholecystectomy. Next paragraph, social history, alcohol use / abuse. Denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, medication. Patient reports none. Next paragraph, allergies, reports none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert, oriented. In acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% at room air. Blood pressure is 112/73. Pulse 89. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph, chest, no paradoxical motion, no guarding. No respiratory distress, no use of accessory muscles. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or stenosis. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. Period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. He bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one, rib pain. Assessment number two, rib fracture. Patient brought a x-ray report dated 10/16/2025, which reads non-displaced fracture of the right posterior 10th and 11th rib, no evidence of dislocation, period. Next paragraph. Patient and I had a discussion about his pain management. I offered him the following: Naprosyn, Indocin, Motrin, Tylenol Extra Strength, Sulindac, and Mobic. He indicated that he has used all those medications in the past and they don't work for him. Said he would like to have Norco. Said he has been on pain management in the past. He has also been on Suboxone in the past. And Norco is the only thing that works well for his pain, period. My patient was informed by me that we do not do pain management with narcotics here, but he can be on our Suboxone program, which he declines. PNP aware was reviewed, and patient and I looked at the PMP report and initially indicated he's taking no medication. PMP reveals that on 10-6-2025, he obtained 30 of clonazepam. On 9-10-2025, he obtained 30 of clonazepam. And when asked about this medication, he said he has anxiety and forgot to mention it, period. Next paragraph. Patient was advised that we do not do pain management here with narcotics. And with that, he asked to be refunded his money. He said he would like to have his money back, period. I, however, gave patient a prescription for Mobic, 15 milligrams. He was advised to take one PO daily for 30 days. Strongly encouraged to come back if he is interested in the Suboxone program. Patient was visibly upset and left. End of the patient.